roughly how many people has MD Anderson put through this protocol, and how many have you personally treated?
I've only treated a handful on this protocol. I've really found it to be a nice one, and we have seen good downstaging. I don't know if we have analysis of the path CR rate right now. And I think part of this, Neil, is going to be, is there a big difference between going down to microscopic residual foci of tumor and a complete pathologic response? That's probably a spectrum where you do pretty well if you're down to microscopic disease. I think the number that we're up to is somewhere between 30 and 40. It's been accruing well. It's not going to keep, I think we're going to probably close it in early 2007.
And it's kind of interesting because I'm not going to say it's an obvious thing to do, but certainly it's something that makes a lot of sense to do. Chris Willett's work, as you say, got a lot of people excited. Do you know who else is looking at Bev as neoadjuvant therapy rectal cancer?
I don't right now.
I don't think there are too many people, if any. I mean, there probably are some, but it's not like there are a lot of people looking at this.
One of the reasons, obviously, we have a lot of experience with both preoperative therapies broadly and with chemoradiation for both pancreas and, well, all the GI tumors, esophageal, rectal, pancreatic. And so I think people are willing to work with us, meaning the sponsors of these trials are willing to work with us because they know we have the volumes and we have the experience. And the, I guess I would say commitment. To do these kind of trials requires commitment from all stakeholders, meaning gastroenterologists, surgeons, medical oncologists, radiotherapists.
Are you doing any kind of interesting tissue analyses, predictive,
not
translational?
Not on this trial, and I think it is going to be something we're going to need to insist on in the future because it is going to be an important part of predicting or at least trying to sort out who really needs the additional therapy. And the other point about using bevacizumab, Neil, in this situation is, again, it gets back to, does it have a role beyond a radiosensitizer? Obviously, we know from data in advanced disease that 5-FU leucovorin bevacizumab is better than 5-FU leucovorin in terms of efficacy. It's better than IFL, as a matter of fact. So these patients, keep in mind, are getting capecitabine, bevacizumab at doses that we believe are also systemically relevant, and we're not just talking about the chemo radiation benefit here. So we think there's going to be a lot of power to this type of approach as a component of their systemic therapy.